Now, when it comes to funerals in Australia, about three quarters of people choose cremation over burial, and it's generally the less expensive option. But as the memorably named DeathTech research team at Melbourne University notes, there are now viable technological alternatives to burial and standard cremation that lay claim to being environmentally and aesthetically superior. We're going to talk about one of those alternatives now. It's a different and much more niche type of cremation, aquamation or water cremation. There's only a few businesses around Australia that do it, and Luke Cripps is a founder of one of them. It's called Alluvium Water Cremations, and Luke joins us live from Tasmania. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning. How are you going?
Very well. So what is water cremation and how do you do it?
Water cremation is essentially, I mean, the easiest way to explain it would be it's a process that replicates what already happens when somebody's buried under the ground over decades in the space of 10 or 12 hours above the ground. So water cremation uses heat and the flow of water and an organic salt called potassium hydroxide that allows a body to essentially break down into its chemical constituents and go back to the earth.
What can you tell us about the history of water cremation?
Water cremation was used, it sort of had its roots the last century, I want to say, in the agricultural industry. Mm. But when it comes to human final disposition, there were a couple of people on the planet, actually, who were working for a big agricultural firm once upon a time and were both chatting about the idea that this was a process that was so much more, energy conservative or environmentally friendly, that the idea that it could be brought to the funeral industry and to human final disposition would be great. And they were Sandy Sullivan and Joe Wilson. They both founded respective companies based on approaches to how they thought it would be best to bring this to human final disposition. They were Resomation and Bioresponse Solutions, respectively. That was probably around 20 years ago.
Yeah, right.
We've gone from there.
Yeah, so obviously their impulse was related to energy efficiency and environmental factors.
Yeah.
How is it that you came to run a water cremation business, Luke?
Yeah, that's a great question. So essentially, I mean, my professional interests across what you could loosely call a career, I suppose, in my working life have always been around disability and death. So these kind of have been two things that I've been interested in and really had the privilege of being able to work in for most of my working life. And so I've worked all through the rollout of the NDIS in Tasmania over the last 12, 13 years, and also worked for around a decade for a local funeral home here, helping them primarily out in the mortuary, so primarily in preparation of the deceased for viewing or for funerals. But in small funeral homes in Tasmania, everyone kind of has to be able to do a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. So sort of ended up with pretty broad exposure to the industry. And that led to similar questions for me around, I guess, the sustainability of practices that were being offered there, as well as, I suppose, a sense from families that I would speak to that there didn't seem to be a lot of choice available. We've historically just had it's either traditional burial as you know it or flame cremation and that's it. And for the last, 130 years, that's pretty much been the case. And it's only pretty recently that we've sort of started to have some other alternative methods become viable slash made available slash, you know, legislation altered to make them, you know, accessible for people.
Yeah, speaking of legislation, I'm assuming that water cremation is legal in Tasmania where you run your business, but
absolutely.
Do you know what the situation is on the mainland?
Yeah, it varies. So I think a lot of people imagine that sort of funerals, burial, cremation or the death space would be a sort of a big and cohesively legislated thing in Australia, and it's not. There's no federal act around this. Every state and territory has their own sort of variation of a burial and cremation act, which is underpinned by a set of, you know, regulations usually on how to interpret that act and what that looks like in the industry.
So it's a mixed federal bag by the sounds of things.
Absolutely. So there are lots of places around Australia where there is existing legislation for water cremation or alkaline hydrolysis is the the scientific term for it. There's a couple of places where it's not, and there are a couple of places where it would be fine, but just the nature of being able to own a crematorium means that, you know, essentially it's not available right now.
Yeah, right. SBS reported that it's available in West Australia, but only for pets. We've only got less than a minute left, Luke. But just
always fun.
I know. Yeah, time flies. Just quickly, where does water cremation sit in terms of costs? Cremation's generally cheaper than burials.
Yeah, absolutely. So in Tasmania, it's amongst the two cheapest options that you can get in Tasmania. Yeah, it's certainly very, very affordable, and has been so everywhere it's offered around the world as well. Just I think the nature of it being pretty, it's affordable to run compared to a flame cremator, and that allows you to be more flexible with the price to families as well, which is beautiful. As,
you know, how many do you do a year?
But that's been a huge driver.
Yeah.
So we've done, we'd be heading for 100 now, and we've probably been open just 18 months, I think.
Yeah, right. Which fascinating.
It's interesting. It's hard to know how that sits with people, but that's a lot for what is a pretty niche operation.
Well, yeah. Luke, thank you so much for speaking with us on Sunday Extra.
No worries. Thanks so much for your time.
That's Luke Cripps, Director of Alluvium Water Cremations in Tasmania.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.